Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kapag-usapang bakasyon ng mga Australian travelers sa Asia, madalas unang naiisip ang karatig bansa na Indonesia o di naman kaya Thailand at Vietnam. Sa katunayan, mahigit 1.5 milyong Australian tourists ang bumisita sa Bali, Indonesia noong nakaraang taon. Ayon ito sa Bali Central Bureau of Statistics at Bali Tourism Authority. Samantala, ayon naman sa Department of Tourism ng Pilipinas, halos 40,000 Australians ang bumisita sa bansa noong 2025, kung saan tumaas ang bilang ng mahigit 20% kumpara sa nakaraang taon. Mas mababa man ang bilang kumpara sa ibang Southeast Asian na bansa, unti-unti namang nakikilala ang Pilipinas sa mga foreign travelers na naghahanap ng mas authentic at personal na travel experience. Isa sa kanila si Pertin Horopa, isang Congo-born Australian traveler na ngayon ay nakabase na sa Queensland. Bukod sa kanyang pagta-travel sa Pilipinas, ibinabahagi rin niya ang kanyang mga karanasan sa social media, kabilang ang kanyang Facebook account kung saan mayroon na siyang halos 25,000 followers. Marami sa kanyang reels at travel videos tungkol sa Pilipinas ang umaabot sa libo-libong views. Tampok dito ang Filipino food, lokal na kultura, tourist spots, at maging ang simpleng pang-araw-araw na karanasan kasama ang mga naging kaibigan na niyang Pinoy.
My first time visiting the Philippines was actually last year in 2025, and that was in April. I arrived in the Philippines and I instantly just fall in love with just how friendly people were. So that was the first thing that actually stood out to me at first. It was just how friendly and welcoming I felt.
Para kay Pertin, isa sa pinakamalaking dahilan kung bakit memorable ang kanyang mga biyahe sa bansa ay ang hospitality ng mga Pilipino. Anya, mabilis kang mapapalagay kahit first time mo pa lang sa isang lugar.
I always say like the Philippines or like the Filipino hospitality is something that I cannot even compare. I have been to other countries in Southeast Asia and all of these countries don't meet the Filipino hospitality. People are just welcoming, they're just genuine and you can feel it. It's like you're walking around and you see a Filipina, they will just be warm to you for no reason. That's just them. It just comes so natural where they just warm to you without you having to work so hard for it or you don't even know them, but they feel like they want to welcome you and they want to feel you like with warmth and everything. And I feel like compared to other countries I've been so far, the Philippines just takes that. It's just they're genuine. They're very genuine people and you can feel that just as soon as you arrive in the Philippines.
At sa kanyang mga social media contents, madalas ding mapansin ng mga viewers ang genuine reactions niya sa mga karanasan sa Pilipinas. Mula sa pakikipagkwentuhan sa locals hanggang sa pagkain ng mga street food.
I think as a travel content creator, it was a really easy decision for me to just feature the Philippines because I was already there. I was experiencing everything. I was already meeting amazing people. I was already having all these great experiences. So being able to just, you know, get out my camera and film whatever I was already doing anyways was such an easy option for me. But I also think with my perspective on the Philippines, it's just my unique perspective. Like someone can go to the Philippines and experience different things. And I just think it's beautiful sharing, being able to just, you know, give my perspective on what I feel, on what I get to experience, or the people that I meet while I'm in the Philippines.
Ayon kay Pertin, marami rin sa kanyang followers ang curious tungkol sa Pilipinas. Karamihan sa kanila ay mga Pinoy na nakabase na sa ibang bansa. Sa pamamagitan ng kanyang videos at reels, nais niyang ipakita ang mas personal at authentic side ng pagta-travel sa bansa.
For a lot of people, I think it's really interesting for them to see the Philippines from my point of view. So I think that makes us connect in a way. But I also think from what I've read, from my comments that I get a lot from the people that are following me, one of the biggest thing I always hear is like, oh my God, I'm so surprised you like this. Or like, oh, thank you so much for sharing this. Like I'm a Filipina, I live in outside of the Philippines, but I still very much enjoy being able to see people in the Philippines kind of like, you know, go through the things that I grew up with or like experience things that I went through when I was young. Most of my followers are actually Filipinos, and most of them are also out of the Philippines. So being able to see someone experience things that they're used to or they've just done before. So I think like that makes us connect more. And also I think food really connects people. I felt very connected with Filipino food just as much as a lot of Filipinos has also connected with me. When they see me eating with my hands, it's a very surprising thing. But also that's what connected me with the Philippines, because I also eat with my hands at home. So being able to see Filipinos also eat with their hands, it was like, oh wow, we share this thing and it's really beautiful. I really, really admire that a lot.
At syempre, hindi rin mawawala ang usapan tungkol sa pagkain. Para kay Pertin, isa ang Filipino food sa pinaka-underrated sa Asia.
I have a long list of Filipino dishes that I fall in love with. And I feel for the 7 to 8 months that I was in the Philippines, I enjoyed a lot of dishes. And now I am just like, wow, I ate all of that. So to name a few, I would say sinigang is one of the dishes that I would love to eat over and over and over again. It's just a combination of all the vegetables and the protein. For me, it's something that I love so much. So sinigang is specifically, lechon kawali sinigang is, of course, like chicken inasal. It's so simple, but I love chicken inasal so much. I literally traveled to Bacolod, which is known for their chicken inasal, or grilled chicken, as you'd call it. And I was there just eating all the chicken inasal I could. I loved it so much. Another dish that I love so much from the Philippines, I think it would be bangus, especially grilled or fried bangus, especially with like some garlic rice. I love that so much. And I also enjoyed eating some noodle dishes as well, like bok choy, lo mein soup, and of course some desserts, halo halo. I love the combination of cold and sweet, so halo halo is the perfect dessert for me. And of course toron, banana toron, ube toron, langka toron, anything to do with toron, I love it so much.
Mula sinigang hanggang chicken inasal at halo-halo, sinabi niyang kakaiba ang comfort at flavor ng pagkaing Pinoy. At kahit minsan ay unfamiliar sa mga Banyaga, nagiging bahagi agad ito ng kanilang travel experience.
I was first very hesitant to try balut because of the things that I've heard about it, but also I just was like, I don't know. So my first time actually trying it, my friend was the one who encouraged me to try it. And even though she's Filipina, she was also like, she did not think I was gonna like it. But yeah, balut was one dish I was like, very skeptical of trying, but I did try and I loved it actually. I could eat like 5 to 6 baluts in one sitting. Until now, I still wanna eat balut. Like, especially the grilled balut, which I tried when I was in Bacolod as well. It was so good.
Bagamat nananatiling paboritong holiday destination ng maraming Australians ang Bali dahil sa mas murang flights at mas malapit na lokasyon nito, dumarami naman ang mga biyaherong naghahanap ng mas tahimik at mas genuine na karanasan. Para kay Pertin, layunin ng kanyang mga post online na hikayatin ang mas marami pang travelers na tuklasin at piliin ang Pilipinas bilang susunod nilang destinasyon. Ang mga Australian citizen ay pinapayagang manatili sa Pilipinas na visa-free sa loob ng 30 araw.
Yes, I know a lot of Australians who prefers to travel to Bali or Thailand instead of the Philippines. I think one of the biggest thing is personal preference. For a lot of people, they know Bali is just right there. And even though the Philippines is also not that far from Australia, Bali is still very much closer. So I think for a lot of people, they just prefer that short distance. It could also be that the Philippines can be considered a bit more expensive. For a lot of people, they just haven't discovered a lot about the Philippines. So I think it's just what people know and what they want to go for. So at the end of the day, I really want to say it's a personal preference, really.
Isa sa mga magagandang katangian na meron ng Pilipinas para sa kanya ay ang balance ng natural beauty at personal na koneksyon sa mga tao. Hindi lang daw tungkol sa resorts o tourist attractions ang biyahe, base sa kanyang pagkukumpara sa iba't ibang bansa sa Asya na kanyang nabisita.
I have been to Thailand and I've also been to Vietnam and I've also now been to the Philippines. I fall in love with Vietnam more than I expected. I really enjoyed my time in Thailand as well. I would definitely want to go back to Vietnam. And of course, the Philippines, it's literally just on top of my list right now. I'm just planning when to go back. One thing that makes the Philippines different to all these countries I've been to in Southeast Asia mostly, I would say it's the warmth of the people in the Philippines. And also I think the language thing. So because in the Philippines a lot of people literally speaks English very, very, very well. So it could be easier for a person who is speaking English, for a person like me, to connect more with Filipino people because we are able to share that language and there's no language barrier at all. Yeah, I can say that for sure. Like that what makes the Philippines different is definitely the warmth of the people, but also the language definitely really matters a lot.
Isa sa mga nakikinabang sa trend na ito ang Pilipinas na nakapagtala na ng halos 3 milyong international arrivals sa unang 5 buwan ng taon. Mas mataas ito kaysa sa kaparehong panahon noong 2025. Ayon rin sa Department of Tourism, nanguna ang Estados Unidos bilang pinakamalaking pinagmumulan ng mga turista sa bansa mula Enero hanggang Mayo na may mahigit kalahating milyong arrivals. Naungusan nito ang South Korea na matagal nang nangunguna sa listahan ng mga turistang bumibisita sa Pilipinas. Umaasa ang sektor ng turismo na mas marami pang international travelers, kabilang ang Australians, ang makakadiskubre sa Pilipinas sa mga susunod na taon.
Go to the Philippines. As much as you don't know much about the Philippines, you will know when you get there. But also, I think it's a country that welcomes anyone and everyone. So if you're open and you really just want to go and explore and you've always been curious about the Philippines, go there and go experience it for yourself. As someone who went there for the plan of staying there for 1 month or 2 months, I stayed there for 8 months, and being able to do that was mainly because of just how much I fall in love with the people, the food, and everything. And I know it's a story for a lot of people as well. I met a lot of people in the Philippines who've just been like, yeah, I came here for a few weeks and now I've been here for a year. It's like so crazy. But at the end of the day, I just want to encourage anyone, if you're interested and you want to go to the Philippines, go there and go experience it for yourself. It's really an amazing country, and I will forever be grateful for all the experiences that I got there, all the things that I got to experience, all the people that I got to meet. And again, Filipino people are just so easy to connect with. Everywhere you go, either in the city, in the province, or in the islands, everywhere is beautiful and everywhere is so different. So you get like a very much mixed experiences. Just make sure you have the best time at the end of the day.
Para kay Pertin, ang Pilipinas ay hindi lamang travel destination. Isa raw itong lugar na may kakaibang enerhiya mula sa pagkain hanggang sa pakikitungo ng mga lokal. At sa pamamagitan ng kanyang social media platforms, patuloy niyang ibinabahagi sa libo-libong followers ang kanyang mga karanasan at kung bakit para sa kanya, sulit balikan ang Pilipinas. Mula Queensland hanggang Pilipinas, pinatutunayan ng mga traveler tulad ni Pertin Joropa na minsan, ang pinaka-memorable na bahagi ng isang biyahe ay hindi lang ang lugar, kundi ang koneksyon sa mga taong iyong nakikilala. Ivy Karasi Packer para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.